If you enjoy the content and point of view, please leave a favorable review on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio. To have Shirley be your personal oral health coach, you can reach out to her via email, shirley@crosslinkradio.com.
Good morning and welcome to CrossLink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski and I am your host. This is the program of dentistry and dental hygiene and how it relates to health. And today we are going a little bit off of the health topic to talk about Career Fusion on Career Fusion Monday. Career Fusion is an organization that brings opportunities to all kinds of different people, to companies, to people within a company, to clinicians. So far it's been all dental clinicians, and maybe that's where we're going to stay forever, but for clinicians to move into the next level of their career or take a little side job of their career or something like whatever it is that they want to do. It's amazing to me the variety of people that come to Career Fusion and what their goals are. And today I thought we would talk about the partners of Career Fusion and what it is that they are looking for when they come to Career Fusion, because that's a little bit different. And that would be for, so this episode would be for partners who are wondering more about Career Fusion and for members who are wondering what it is that the partners are even there for, because it's not your traditional sales show. It's not where anybody's buying anything. It's about networking and it's about opportunities. And to help me with some questions and to bounce things off of is Gaylen Baker, who is working for a company as a territory manager, and she's been a Career Fusion member and acting as a corporate partner entity for a few years already. Hi, Gaylen.
Hey, Shirley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm glad to be back here with you on the radio talking about Career Fusion.
Yeah, I'm glad you are too. I really like this topic. I like visiting it once a month or so.
Yeah. So with the partners, Shirley, it was really an exciting thing to be a Career Fusion and interact with the partners. And I love that you call the companies that come and join Career Fusion partners. Is there a particular reason that you actually came up like calling them partners, like Disney calls their employees, you know, cast members?
So. Well, the reason we did that was because we didn't want it to be like a sales thing. We wanted these companies to partner with us to help the members grow and to partner with us to create an environment where networking works and to create a different kind of a feel and allow the decision makers to come. I don't know if you were with us super early on. We had one company that was a member for 2 years and they kept sending their local sales rep, and that didn't work out for them at all, even though we stressed strongly to them that they needed to send a decision maker to the meeting. They just said, no, we'll let Joe do it. And he'll just come and he'll just talk about the product and it'll be fine. Well, they never got any traction because there wasn't anybody there from the company to hear what was being said and how their product was being perceived and how to, you know, coach these people to say the right things when they're out talking to their friends about the product, or even to say, you know, you are really smart. I would like it if you would write an article for us. So they totally missed the boat. So we're really adamant to call our partners, not sponsors. It takes the sales part out of it and it brings the decision makers to the table where they can hear and see what's happening in dental hygiene in this case.
Yeah, that's a really great point, Shirley, is that, and it's an opportunity for the members of Career Fusion that are attending Career Fusion to interact with a company and get to learn more about how they operate and what kind of professionals they're looking for to help them out. What kind of opportunities have you seen come about from the partners and the members at Career Fusion?
I'm going to tell you the story that I've told a million times already because it puts everything into perspective, and it's been repeated after, but not to this level. So Clear has been one of our corporate partners almost since the beginning. So I think their first time as a partner was 2009. And they were super skeptical about coming and wah, 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 and la, 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 and all this stuff. And we couldn't get the president of the company to come, but he sent at least the marketing manager and a high-level key opinion leader that they have with the company who does the dental consulting for Clear. And so the president, so they all came and they all loved it and everything was great. And in the meantime, the president was developing this bridging the gap kind of a program where he was going to hire regular people to go to a dental office and say, hey, Dr. So-and-so's office, you can get our products over at the health food store that's a mile and a half down the road. I'd like to introduce you with XYZ health food store. And so that was his idea, and that was the plan they were going to work on. And it was getting near to be Career Fusion time again, and for somehow he came. They talked him into coming. So the president of the company came, and the CFO, COO, the chief operating officer, came. And they both looked at each other and said, what the hell, sorry, what are we doing? We have to revamp everything. They tossed the whole idea of hiring regular people, and they hired 6 dental hygienists from Career Fusion. And those people are still the xylitol educators. There are 5 of them today, and they each have a little corner of the United States. And they go and they do education on xylitol products. They speak at state meetings about xylitol products. They don't have a real sales kind of a job. It's more of a marketing kind of a job. Although that, you know, people often wonder, well, how much did you sell last month? So that is a topic that comes up every now and again. But this has been a huge success story for the company and for our Career Fusion members. American Eagle Instruments has just done the same thing. They've hired, I don't know how many Career Fusion members, but quite a few to do presentations in schools and lunch and learn kind of things in dental offices to talk about their hand instruments. So it's been really something.
So with both of those scenarios that you just gave, Shirley, those companies hired Career Fusion members to become a part of their company, and they're paying them a salary, correct?
Let's see. The xylitol educators, yes. The American Eagle product ambassadors, I guess they're calling them. No, those are independent contractors, and they get a stipend for every place that they go to. So.
Okay.
I think they work together with the company to get the appointments, so they're not all totally on their own, but they get a certain amount for going out and teaching.
Okay. And then there's also companies, they'll come in and they might not even want a permanent employee or a 1099 employee, but they're looking for people to come in for a certain amount of time and just work on projects with them. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. And that's how American Eagle kind of started. They chose one of the Career Fusion members and they said, would you put together a PowerPoint for me, for us, that we can use to do like online meetings? And so she did. That was her first little job that she had with that company. And she'd done a bunch of other little projects with them after that. So that's one. Similar thing happened with a periodontal company, a periodontal treatment company. They chose 2 or 3 hygienists, and they worked together to create a PowerPoint that they're still using today. It's 3 years later, and they're doing training over lunch training using that presentation.
Awesome. So those are some of the talents that the partners, when they come to Career Fusion, they're looking for people that even if they don't have 100% of all of the skills in place that they may be looking for, they know that they're very trainable and they're networked and they can work with them to create some of these things that they're looking for to help promote their products and get them out there, right?
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. Some of the companies have just had people come and work the booth. So let's take, for example, well, every state has a huge dental meeting, and every state has a pretty big dental hygienist meeting. And at the dental meeting, they have a show floor where all the companies are there with a booth, and they sell their wares from that thing. And the Career Fusion partners are very very confident in having one of our Career Fusion members who's maybe local to come and represent their company at the booth. So it's just a one-up. It's, you know, it just happens once, and sometimes it's kind of fun to do that, and that can maybe turn into something else.
Right, and that makes it a lot more cost-effective, too, for that company to have somebody locally come in and represent them at their booth. Mm-hmm. That they've already pre-qualified them,
right,
that capable of doing something like that as well.
They know the product.
So are some of the partners looking for people that will come in and even maybe write a CE course for them or be like a national speaker for them on behalf of their products?
Yep, we've seen that happen too. There are a couple of Career Fusion members who are now national speakers based on, you know, their relationships that they built at Career Fusion. Not a lot. You know, my husband's like, well, how many? I'm like, well, not everybody's cut out for this either. But right, there are a few. And some people who are already nationally known speakers come to Career Fusion to get a better handle on some products and maybe find a sponsor to sponsor them.
So it kind of works both ways. So the partners are there looking for members to maybe join their team, and people that have a career as a speaker might go to Career Fusion to look for partners that are looking for speakers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, awesome. So it works both ways.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so it works both ways. So, you know, you can find a company to work for, and a company can find somebody to work for them as well.
One of our Career Fusion partners that has been in attendance for a number of years now, had a new product that was having a little bit of trouble getting some traction. And so maybe that's TMA, I don't know. So what we did is the people who were still in clinical practice did a little clinical trial, and they used the product on some patients. They took some pictures, and that really helped motivate the sales team, and it helped motivate sales because people could see how it was working.
That's really interesting. So you mentioned Voco. I know Voco's been there.
Right.
Several times. Mm-hmm. What do you think makes a company come back year after year to Career Fusion and be a partner
with
you?
Well, I think they get a lot of results. Sometimes these salespeople are on the road and they're all alone. This sounds kind of weird because I said it wasn't about sales, but but they're kind of all on their own out there, and sometimes even the managers are a little bit lonely. But when they go to a meeting, like a state meeting, every other Career Fusion member from the beginning of time will come up and say hello, and they have a big hug, and they have, you know, a little happy reunion. And so it's kind of exciting that way. And they really like the focus groups. We call our focus groups Table Talks, and that was developed by Deb Grant and Patty DeGangi in the Chicagoland Dental Hygiene Society there. I don't know which suburb. Were they weren't even both in the same suburb, I don't think. So anyway, they developed this idea where somebody would lead the discussion from the table about a product, but the product person wouldn't have a lot to say. They would just be soaking in the conversation. So that's how we developed this Career Fusion Table Talk idea. So the partners, and we call it a focus group because nobody knows what Table Talk is. Everybody knows what a focus group is. Yeah. So the partner is at the table, and it's really hard for them to not launch into some kind of a trade show demo kind of a thing. But we, you know, we have a little matriarch that goes around slapping hands and stuff and stop talking, stop talking. So so they get a lot of feedback. Colteen Whalen, for instance, brought their two power scalers to our group. They came originally with a magnetostrictive scaler, and they were looking for input on that scaler, and they got it. And then they came back with a with their piezo scaler. They came back twice with their piezo scaler and the combination air polisher, and they just loved the feedback that they got, and they kind of made some tweaks based on the feedback from the clinicians at the meeting at the retreat in January, as well as sending some units out and had people use it in the field.
That's really great, because as when you work for a company and you know your product the way your company has
right.
taught you the product, but how it's perceived and what people think about it or view it as is totally different. And sometimes it is hard to listen to, but it's very important to listen to it, because that gives you great information, or it gives the partners really great information to take back to the company to say, hey, listen, we're not getting the message out there right.
Right.
We did these focus groups, and they're not getting out there right. So they use the Career Fusion members, the partners utilize the information they get from Career Fusion members to either make new products, trial new products, or tweak existing products to make them better. Is that kind of what you're saying there?
Yeah, exactly. What's really exciting for us is when these brand new companies come, like Paradyne is a brand new company. They hadn't really even been a company for a full year, and they came to see how to reach the dental market. Who else did that? There was another company. Oh, yeah, it was last year, Focal. So they had not been in the dental market in the United States. And so they came to find out how we think, what we think, what kind of literature was better. Paradyne redesigned their entire packaging based on our recommendations. So did Cetalite way back when. They were a corporate partner too. Somebody, they used to have a metal cannula. So this is a topical anesthetic. And then you would put it into what looks like a syringe, but it's a syringe, and you screw in or lure lock in a metal cannula. And so their whole point was that you don't have to give an injection. And one of our members just held it up and said, Dave, it looks like a shot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They redesigned the tip, and they created a tip that was all plastic and super flexible and long so that you could reach the back. And it was a game changer for them.
Yeah, because even if it's not a shot, if it looks like you're giving them a shot, the
yep.
patient thinks they're getting a shot.
Right.
Yeah.
And when the metal scrapes along your tooth, it's not comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So then some of the Career Fusion members then go on to write then on behalf of the companies. Do they actually hire Career Fusion members to write articles about their products or
yep.
for the company as
yep.
well?
Yep. One of our breakouts is a writer's breakout where we talk about writing and, you know, what you need in an article, and this kind of article against that kind of an article, because people are a little nervous about that, especially if there is referencing that's necessary. So we have some key journals that aren't referenced. They offer feature articles, and so that makes it a lot easier for writers to write, but you know, you still want to have a good result. So a lot of these companies are looking for people who are even interested in writing, and they'll talk to them. This is the other thing that I think people don't really get, and the companies sometimes don't get, is that you're with everybody all day, every day. There is no good time for you to go to your room and make some phone calls. You're committed. We really ask that you're committed, because you never know when there's going to be a groundbreaking insight up on the floor where you missed an awesome opportunity to either take somebody's information and go, wow, this is really the answer we've been looking for, or correct someone or something. There's so many little utterances that happen that really can change the whole course of what's going on.
Right, absolutely. Every conversation counts, right, Shirley?
Well, it does when you're in a networking situation, especially at Career Fusion.
Yeah. So tell me some of the other things that the companies that are partners at Career Fusion would look for that we haven't touched on yet. Like what other things? Are they really just there to try to get to know people that are influencers in dental hygiene or around the country? Because I know a lot of people that are Career Fusion alumni are people that I kind of consider influencers in trends in dental hygiene. Mm-hmm. And so are they there just to kind of get to know them better and
well, it's just like the members. Every partner is there for a different reason. Mostly what they want to do is find opportunities with people who can produce good results for those opportunities. And that's what they get. One of the companies spends a lot of time, I don't want to say it that way, but how do I want to say this? In social media, it's a good thing when conversations are happening. And if your product turns up in a conversation somewhere, it would be really helpful to have unsolicited kind of comments on the favorable comments on that topic. And so we'll be alerted and we'll send out a little email that says, you know, this so-and-so has started this conversation on XYZ group, and if you have something positive to say, would you kind of just chime in and say something positive? And that's not something that's easy to do if you're not networked in.
Right. So do you and Beth talk to the partners before Career Fusion, kind of do a little interview with them and ask them, what are you looking for? Or do you just kind of tell them it's, you know, Career Fusion's your oyster. You're going to find what you're looking for.
Career Fusion's your oyster. I like that. I'm going to say that from now on. That's pretty much what we say. And we give examples because everybody's so unique and everyone's needs are so unique. We hate to have a little, you know, bulleted list that these are the 16 things you're going to get and they really need number 22, which, you know, is on the list sort of or certainly doable. So we just kind of explain how things unfold. So that they get their best exposure.
Right. They're going to get out of it what they're looking for, and you don't want to skew that in any way.
Right. We don't want to make it sound like we're not offering that, because everybody walks away with something different.
Right, absolutely. And I know the partners every year, Career Fusion puts together this directory that lists all the members and it lists all the partners and their contact information so people can continue networking throughout the year. So the members can contact the partners and the partners can contact the members.
Right.
And they can write little notes in there. And that's just a really valuable thing to have. And so the partners, you know, have gone through this and the directory and kind of looked at people and said, oh yeah, that's the one we talked to about this instrument or whatever,
yep.
And we want to talk to her more. So it's a year-long membership in Career Fusion for both the partners and the members that are attending.
You know, one of the other things, I know we're really getting close to time here. One of the other things that we do for our partners is we have something that we're calling Center Fusion, which is a monthly online discussion. And we call on our partners and say, you know, we're looking for somebody to give us a next level kind of a talk. You know, what is your passion to talk about on our Center Fusion meeting? And we've been really, really pleased, and they've been pleased that they can teach whatever they're passionate about, that their favorite thing is going to be highlighted, and that they get to talk about whatever their favorite thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the online part of it is not as big as we'd like it to be at this point, but it certainly is much more than it had been. Much more.
Oh, that's great, Shirley. Can you tell us anybody, any of the partners that have signed up to come in January 2016 already? Or
well, we have pretty much. Well, we've got Clear and Colteen, Whale Dent, American Eagle, and there's more. I probably shouldn't have started a list, I think everybody from last year is going to be coming again, and we have the line on a couple of others, so it's going to be an interesting year.
Awesome. That's great.
Thanks so much, Gaylene. I really appreciate another opportunity to talk about Career Fusion.
Yeah, it was great talking to you, Shirley, and learning more about what the partners are looking for from their Career Fusion experience as well.
Yeah, it's been real fun working with the partners. I'd like to talk about 1 second about our website. We had a little website hacking or hijacking, and the website is now careerfusion.us. So we've changed the Career Fusion address. So I wanted to make sure I get that said. All right, so I'm sitting on both sides of this, so I'm going to thank you, Gaylene, and I'm going to close out today's CrossLink radio show. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome, Shirley. It was good talking to you.
So there we have it. That was Career Fusion Monday for July, and this is Shirley Gutkowski signing off for Career Fusion Monday, and I hope that you find time to subscribe to the website and to share these episodes with other people that you know. Have a great rest of the day.